Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 6 and Chapter 12. Now it is likely indeed that other memoirs also, the fruit of Serapion's literary studies, are preserved by other persons. But there have come down to us only those addressed to Domnus, one who had fallen away from the faith of Christ at the time of the persecution, to Jewish will worship, and those to Pontius and Caracus, churchmen, and other letters to other persons. And another book has been composed by him concerning what is known as the Gospel of Peter, which he had written refuting the false statements in it, because of certain in the community of Rosas, who, on the ground of the said writing, turned aside into heterodox teachings. It will not be unreasonable to quote a short passage from this work, in which he puts forward the view he held about the book, writing as follows: "For our part, brethren, we receive both Peter and the other apostles as Christ, but the writing which falsely bear their names we reject as men of experience, knowing that such were not handed down to us. For I myself, when I came among you, imagined that all of you clung to the true faith, and without going through the gospel put forward by them in the name of Peter, I said, if this is the only thing that seemingly causes captious feelings among you, let it be read. But since I have now learnt from what has been told me that their mind was lurking in some hole of heresy, I shall give diligence to come again to you. Wherefore, brethren, expect me quickly. But we, brethren, gathering to what kind of heresy Marcianus belonged, who used to contradict himself, not knowing what he was saying, as ye will learn from what has been written to you, were enabled by others who studied this very gospel, that is, by the successors of those who began it, whom we called the Docetae, for most of the ideas belonging to their teaching, using the material supplied by them, were enabled to go through it and discover that the most part indeed was in accordance with the true teaching of the Savior, but that some things were added, which also we place below for your benefit. Such are the writings of Serapion." This ends Book 6 and Chapter 12. This chapter focuses on the ministry and the apologetic writings of Serapion, Bishop of Antioch, and a contemporary of Origen. In Eusebius's catalog of the writings of Serapion, he mentions a work addressed to one Domnus, who had fallen away from the faith during a time of persecution. Next, a work addressed to Pontius and Caracus, and then finally a work concerning what is known of the Gospel of Peter. In this final work, then, Eusebius gives the most attention. Eusebius explains that Serapion wrote this work concerning a community in Rosus, R-H-O-S-S-U-S, who were influenced by this apocryphal book, the Gospel of Peter, and they were so influenced by it that it led them into the embracing of heterodox views on the doctrine of Christ. An excerpt from the book is shared by Eusebius, in which Serapion says that though he accepts Peter and the other apostles, he does not accept works that were falsely written in their names, like presumably the Gospel of Peter. Serapion also notes that while he at first believed that all in this community clung to the true faith, as he puts it, when he heard there was a dispute about this work attributed to Peter, that he at first had approved its reading among them, but then he later learned again, that some in this community did not cling to the true faith, but instead, as he puts it, their minds were lurking in the hole of heresy. And so when he discovered this and gained more information about the content of the Gospel of Peter, he reversed it's his decision, and forbade the use of this book among the Orthodox. He notes that the heresy that had infiltrated this community was docetism, the denial of the true humanity of Christ, that Christ had only seemed to be a man. That's the root for the word docetism, the Greek verb dokeo, to seem to be. And Eusebius notes in the quotation from Serapion that this teaching was associated with someone named Marcianus. He adds that the review of the Gospel of Peter revealed that though there were some things in it that were in accord with true teaching, there were other things in it that had been added that this docetic content, which thus disqualified it from usefulness among the Orthodox. In conclusion, this chapter, brief as it is important for demonstrating the ongoing battle against heresy in early Christianity. In this case, the heresy is docetism. And there's also demonstrated here the related battle over the canon of Scripture. The so-called Gospel of Peter is rejected by Serapion, both because it was a pseudonymous work, a work written in a false name, not truly written by the Apostle Peter, and also because it contained false doctrine, docetism, a teaching that didn't match up with apostolic teaching. Thus, it was rejected and denounced by the Bishop Serapion, who, like other bishops, served as a guardian of the truth. And Eusebius, as usual, is particularly interested in those men who particularly wrote apologetic works opposing heresies or errors as he saw them. Well, this brings this episode to a close. I hope this has been helpful, and I will look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.